Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
What would you do if life were unlimited? Would you stop cooking every night and hire a chef instead? Would you take your family to Paris, France for your vacation instead of Paris, Texas? Now you can have a taste of the unlimited life. Pioneer Cellular is proud to introduce our unlimited data plan. Use as much data as you want with no overage charges or data caps with the new Pioneer Choice Unlimited plan for just $49 per month. Go unlimited. Visit us at one of our 30 locations or call us at 1-800-641-2732.
Across the southern Great Plains, it's on the dry side, and according to DTN agricultural meteorologist Bryce Anderson, unfortunately, looks like it may stay that way through the winter months.
I think we are going to see that, Ron. Right now, most of the southern plains has had only between 10 and 50% of the normal precip since the 1st of October when the water year begins, and that pretty well coincides with starting up the wheat crop. And for the balance of the winter season, I think that we're going to have a little bit of a problem in terms of bringing in much moisture into the region. There's going to be some easing of drought farther to our east out in parts of the southeastern U.S., but in the southern plains, even with the Pacific being kind of at neutral right now and likely to stay there, the storm systems have just been moving too fast to really slow down enough to draw in moisture and really get things going. And I think that's going to be the thing that we see as we go through the winter.
Meteorologist Bryce Anderson with DTN. Last week, we saw a reassessment of drought conditions in Oklahoma, going from a little over half of the state in moderate or worse drought to 3/4 of the state in moderate drought or worse. We get another drought monitor update later today. County estimates for the 2016 Oklahoma hard red winter wheat crop released this week from the National Ag Statistics Service shows that Grant County, the number one wheat producing county in the state for 2016, wasn't even close, 11.1 million bushels. Then you got Garfield County, 9.4 million bushels, Alfalfa County, 8.4 million bushels. North Central Oklahoma ended up with a bumper crop year after there were a lot of worries about the number of bushels that would be produced back in May before harvest began. Fourth place, by the way, was Texas County in the Panhandle, 7.8 million bushels. Ouachita County, fifth place, at 7.3 million bushels, according to the county estimates from USDA. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe is chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. He's worked a lot with EPA, and he says it's time for change at the Environmental Protection Agency. So he is delighted that Donald Trump intends to nominate Scott Pruitt, Oklahoma Attorney General, to be the next administrator at EPA. He says, according to Senator Inhofe, this call for change at EPA is not an attack on the environment, but rather a conscious decision to move away from the unlawful means used by the Obama administration to implement policies rejected by Congress and the American people. He says, I have no doubt that with Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt at the helm of EPA, the Trump administration will restore the balance between protecting the environment and obeying the law. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.